So he's a Muslim. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Didn't take long to confirm that the man who committed the Fort Hood massacre was a Muslim. Bloggers quickly found a paper that Hassan had reposted on suicide bombing. I read it. It actually makes the point that Islam condemns suicide bombing. However, it also says that what is honorable is to be killed while attacking a military target. Which has people whispering the inevitable question, does this mean that American soldiers who are Muslim cannot be trusted? A soldier rises to the rank of major, is trained as a psychiatrist, yet his final act is allegedly to shout Allahu Akbar as he mows down fellow soldiers with a handgun in a place where he knew that none of them would have guns to defend themselves? That's frightening, isn't it? And yet, it's a dumb question, because the military can't purge itself of Muslims. We're fighting in a Muslim country on behalf of Muslims. Either we understand the people we're trying to help, or we're going to lose. I know this. Several people came forward almost immediately to say he didn't want to go to Afghanistan, which means his problems with the mission were no secret. And so the real mystery is why, in an all-volunteer force, you wouldn't just kick out somebody who obviously doesn't want to be there. But Dave, you say if they do that, then huge numbers of soldiers would try to leave. Well, if that's true, if that many soldiers in a volunteer army don't support the mission, then the mission is doomed. If that's true, I'm not surprised the president's having trouble deciding whether to send more troops. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.